Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dime.
Hello, everybody. Vegas Dave Consolazio here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. And today I'm going to be talking about a baseball player once again, but this time on the opposite side of the spectrum. In the case of Manny Ramirez, we were talking about his making history. But today I'm talking about Mark Pryor. Today it was reported that Mark Pryor would be having surgery to repair a tear in the capsule of his pitching shoulder, and he'll be shut down officially for the entire 2008 season. And this may be the last straw. Some are speculating that this will be the end to Mark Pryor's career. And I just wanted to take a second to talk about Mark Pryor and what a great pitcher he could have been if he could have avoided injuries. And I mean, you can do this about hundreds of athletes in every major sport, but this one hits home for me because he was a Trojan. He was just a great pitcher that from his rookie year I really became a fan of, because good pitching is second to none to me, other than maybe good goaltending in hockey, because I was a goaltender, or a sad excuse of one, in high school. But I just love good pitching. And I look at this guy, he came in his rookie year in 2002 with a 3.32 ERA and 147 strikeouts in 116 innings pitched. He followed that up in his first full year in 2003 with 18 wins, a 2.43 ERA, and 245 strikeouts in 211 innings. Mark Pryor was well on his way to becoming one of the elite pitchers in the game. And then injuries started to happen. He started having shoulder injuries, elbow injuries. Some seemed like little nagging ones, other ones seemed more serious. In 2004, he only pitched 118 innings, but he struck out 139. In 2005, he missed time with an elbow strain. He took a line drive off of his throwing elbow. He only pitched 166 innings, but he struck out 188. And he still had a 3.67 ERA in 2005. But then in 2006, he only played 9 games. He had a strained shoulder and then was eventually shut down for the season with shoulder tendonitis. He missed all of 2007, and he went to Dr. James Andrews, who performed exploratory surgery on his shoulder to try and figure out what the problem was, and he found structural damage that the Cubs had never properly diagnosed. Which is also sad to me, because it makes you wonder if somebody in the club's training room would have properly diagnosed this from the start instead of consistently giving him the green light to go out there and pitch and make it worse. Could things have changed? And in 2007, at the end of 2007, I should say, the Cubs finally cut their losses with him, and this year, he signed with the San Diego Padres a one-year deal to try and make a comeback. And the report that he'll have to have this surgery and officially be shut down for the year officially ends the chance of that comeback taking place. I suppose he could come back next year or the year after, but it's getting less and less likely as time progresses. And it's just so sad when this happens to any athlete, not just Mark Pryor. It's making me think on another personal level about Adam Deadmarsh, who, if you're not a hockey fan, you probably haven't heard of him. But with Colorado, he averaged about 45 points a season. Nothing too spectacular, but he was just a very good team player. and he got traded to the Kings in the Rob Blake trade in to the 2000-2001 season. And he was such a spark plug for the Kings. He became an immediate fan favorite. In his first full season with the Kings, he had a career year. He had 62 points. He was well on his way to becoming one of the great power forwards in the game. And by power forwards, I mean he was gritty, he was hardworking, he always gave 100%. You know, he was a true fan favorite. And due to concussions, he just couldn't continue his career. And he eventually retired at only 28 years old, when some players are entering their prime. And it happens a lot. Like I said, these aren't completely rare cases or anything like that. I'm just shaking my head about the name Mark Pryor, because every year I've added him on my fantasy baseball team, or I've just paid close attention to news surrounding him in hopes that he could come back and be the dominant pitcher that he was capable of being, and it looks like he'll never get that chance. And the other thing that it makes me think about is just the fact that when we talk about injuries in pro sports, we always seem to desensitize ourselves to the fact that injuries are real and that athletes are real people. And maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe you don't do that. But to me, when I hear such and such is out with a torn ACL, I'm just like, oh, that sucks. He's out for a long time because that's a bad injury. I always think of it in terms of numbers. How long is he going to be out? Oh, he's day-to-day with a laceration. That's okay. Oh, it's going to take him a few weeks to get over his strained hamstring. You don't actually stop to think, wow, a strained hamstring really hurts. I mean, I remember when Sammy Sosa had some violent sneeze attack that gave him back spasms, which kept him out of a couple games. Everybody was making fun of him about, you know, how do you sneeze your way into back spasms and miss games over back spasms? Have you ever had back spasms? I have, and I can tell you I couldn't move, let alone play baseball at a competitive level. I couldn't play walking in a straight line at a competitive level. Back spasms hurt. Sometimes you just have to stop and not look at it as a statistic or an amount of time that they're going to miss, and actually look at it like a true injury. That these things actually hurt. And that athletes really do sacrifice their bodies. I mean, you talk about football and hockey, especially sports that even the most successful players can only play into their mid to late 30s and pretty much live in pain for the rest of their lives. You tend not to think about that. You tend to kind of desensitize yourself from it. And I was just thinking about it with this Mark Pryor situation. The second thing I wanted to talk about, sticking with baseball, is the trade that I talked about in fantasy baseball. Now, I completely understand if you want to tune out at this point, because fantasy baseball is irrelevant to many people, and I don't blame you for that. To each their own. I wish I wasn't so entrenched in it. It feels like a curse sometimes. The trade I talked about a couple of days ago was I traded Jay Bruce, who was one game into his professional career, for Tim Hudson, who is a 10-year veteran pitcher who's always been outstanding. I called him a pillar of consistency. Well, since that trade, it's now been about 4 days. Jay Bruce is batting .591 with 10 runs, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. And today, Bruce faced Hudson. It was very symbolic, because it was Vegas, let's take a look at who you traded versus who you traded for and see what happens. I was hoping Hudson struck him out three times. Instead, Bruce homered off of Hudson, and Hudson left the game in the seventh inning with what appears to be a hamstring injury. And I'm beginning to think maybe I made a mistake in that trade. Time will tell. But if this week tells anything, oops. On that frustrating note, I'm going to wrap things up. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com with any questions or comments, and always get back to you or get your question on the air if it's a good one. Thank you for listening, and have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.